I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The man of the weekend coming up.
Yeah, right, exactly. The man of the weekend is right, certainly of Friday night. He posted a picture playing golf on Friday with his Surfside.
I did.
And posted a picture of his Knicks bet that hit. I mean, who could have a better feel-good Friday than Jerry Recco this past Friday? Mark and Dix Hills wants to talk about that, actually. What's going on, Mark?
Well, I tell you, fellas, I got to give my apologies to Jerry. Jerry, I humbly apologize. You were 100% right. We were making fun of you. I was. You had to keep your mouth shut. I was so worried because you said the Knicks, we're in. And then you said, we're going to blow them out. And Boomer looked at you like you were nuts. But let me tell you, we blew them out. God bless you. I love you. I did it purposely. It's like Boomer putting the sweatshirts in the cooler there. I purposely did that because I knew it was going to work to my benefit. Let's go, Knicks.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark. There you go, Mark. Apology
there you
accepted.
Go, Mark. Yeah.
Look at that. How nice are people, Jerry, right? Jerry,
you're very even though you're a Nets fan, you are very popular with Knicks fans now.
I do think what that showed is I can be objective.
It's true, and plus there just aren't that many Nets fans.
Well, we know that. That's factual.
Yes.
Even though Jerry hasn't won the NFL picks in a couple of years, Jerry has predicted more things correctly on this show than me by far when it comes to sports outcomes.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, I mean things like the Rangers winning the World Series before the season started.
Yeah.
That was a big one.
That was a good one.
You had the Giants having a winning season the year that Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley, you know, were together and beat the Vikings in the playoffs.
I did have that
before
one.
Before the season started, you had them having a winning season.
That is true.
You obviously have the Knicks blown out.
Yeah, you have that.
You know, the Celtics here in Game 6.
And the Knicks-Celtic one, you talk about making bets. Me and Al went over this. I told you the Celtics would win Game 3, and I knew the Knicks would come back and win Game 4. I had those two, too. And I didn't bet them.
You know what was one of the most unbelievable things this weekend in regards to betting?
Mm.
Is that your boy Dave Portnoy bet $25K on Caitlin Clark to have a triple-double?
$350,000.
More money than she makes at salary.
She's doing fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying she isn't. She is. But, you know, I mean, not the rest of the ladies.
So the other thing you did, too, remember when the Mets were... We're going to face either the Dodgers or the Padres, and they had a tough time with the Padres, and they were hot and playing well, and a lot. I said I would have preferred the Dodgers or the Padres, and a lot of the Met fans were calling up and saying that, and you were like, no, you don't want the Dodgers. And then I think you predicted the Dodgers to win in six. You did that too.
I don't remember. You might
no,
be
you
right.
You did do that.
You might be right. I don't know. So I do know I didn't give up on the Mets last year. I do
not.
Know that.
All right, what's going to happen with the Knicks and Pacers?
I don't. No. Let's enjoy the moment. Let's enjoy
We're
the moment.
We're not there yet. Just
right, exactly.
Relax.
We'll get to Wednesday.
Let me just enjoy this.
Let me enjoy this.
Well, I need to know what you think because I feel like you're going to be right.
No, I don't know if I'm right. I will tell you what I told when I said at 5 o'clock this morning. The one feeling I do get from, like, I'll play this for you, and this is, and I get being excited, and you should be. Like, this was after Friday night outside the Garden.
Let's go, Knicks! Ben Affleck, Park is the greatest city ever! Mark Wahlberg, this is what New York's about. Pacers, get ready. You be the you want, Pacers. Matt Damon.
Hey, yo, Dave Portnoy, where you at, baby?
And Ben Affleck was the worst Batman I ever seen.
So they're going after all the Boston guys.
Yeah,
it was all fine.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The one I get the sense from, I want to say this the right way. Amazing what they've done. It really is. It's the first time in forever they've got to the conference finals.
We're halfway there.
Right.
We're halfway
it's
there.
Halfway. You're not even in the NBA finals. You don't overlook the Pacers.
But I feel like
the fans are.
You just knocked out the defending champion.
No doubt.
A team that you didn't beat at all during the regular season.
Beat them in five, quite frankly.
All I can tell you is that this just goes to show you how bad the basketball has been here for how long it's been bad.
I understand.
Since 99. I mean, it's just been terrible.
I know, yes. Aside from a couple of seasons here and there, it's been lousy.
Nothing sustaining.
Well, yeah, Jeremy Lin. Carmelo had one really good year where
they're in the
playoffs.
Yeah, but you have players that you actually really like here, respect here. And Jalen Brunson has been like the key to all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when they brought him in here, even that was criticized.
Mm-hmm.
And to see that young man turn into the player that he's turned into and be voted the clutch player of the year, I mean, that's pretty awesome stuff. That's why everybody's all jacked up. And I love the fact that they're getting to play the Pacers now. This is exactly what you want, and you want both teams healthy, and you want to go toe-to-toe. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, and last year was really intense before the Knicks all went down with injuries. So then you had the Halliburton and Brunson thing afterwards with WWE. This is what is supposed to happen, is these two teams facing each other again. So
if they got through this and then they wound up facing Minnesota, that's a Hollywood script.
Yeah, well, we're not talking about that, Jerry. We're talking about one possession, one quarter, one half, one game.
Right, but I'm not playing, so I can say that would be really something if they got through Indiana and then you faced Minnesota.
We'll talk about that bridge when we get to it. We're not crossing it yet because we're just right now at the start of this bridge. Do you understand that?
I'm not playing, so I can look at it any way I want.
Yeah, it's just you go back to the preseason when Dante DiVincenzo was yelling at Rick Brunson and he got the foul line there and all that full circle.
You got the commercial that airs on all these games.
Mm-hmm.
Really. I'm not listening to a word you guys are saying.
Without you, my friend.
I don't see it.
Hey, Dante.
You got to worry about blue and yellow, baby. Blue and yellow.
Throw some the visor.
So is the midday show going out to Indiana now? I know they wanted to.
I don't know. I haven't heard from them, obviously, since the Knicks won. So
that would be a cool trip.
Yeah,
I doubt it. I just don't see the brand ambassador really supporting those guys to go out there.
Oh, like, okay.
Fuck you.
I think the brand ambassador would have a totally fine time with them going. I think it's where the money comes from, I think.
As we looked at this morning, there's 20 daily flights to Indianapolis out of New York every day. So
yeah,
they can
find a
good flight.
I don't see it.
What?
Wow. I just don't see it. I see a slapdown situation. No, you're not going. You're staying right here.
I think it'd be great if we had a show out there.
I do, too. I think that would, not us, but yeah.
As long as we're not going.
Right. But yeah, no, that would be very cool. I mean, Brandon said they are the modern-day Mike and the Mad Dogs, and that's what those guys did, so they should be doing it. So
I mean, you're going to do it, like, for games, well,
3-4 and 6.
Yeah. Maybe, well, okay.
Game 3 is Sunday night, so they could be there for Monday.
Yeah,
that'd
there
be
you go.
Yeah.
So Sunday, Tuesday, that'd be great.
Yeah, just have them hang out
there. Do the show out there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, come home.
Man, Man, all these games are at 8 p.m. Jesus.
Yeah,
I know.
Ugh. Not kind when you wake up at 2:30.
Mm. It's a rough one. It is. But at least game 2 is Friday, so we don't have to worry about that one. But yeah, 8 o'clock. That's an 11:15 spot every time.
And 8 o'clock is really, let's be honest, 8:15.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. The hell else? What's that steakhouse out there, St. Elmo's?
Yes.
Yeah.
send them there. Odyssey on the arm. One St. Elmo spot.
One steakhouse in Indianapolis.
Yeah. Bottle Ace,
we got
Spades.
Like 17 within two blocks of this, of where we're sitting.
Yeah, that's just where, that's where everybody goes to the combine. They all sit there, right?
Yeah.
All the GMs and the coaches and the scouts. Mm-hmm. St. Elmo's Steakhouse. BT and Sal. The new Mike and the Mad Dog. Sucking down some steaks. Doing shows out there like it's 1994 again.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.